how great is the gap between GM and the UAW? How long might it take the two sides to come together and go back to work? We're going to hear now from David Healy, who is the auto industry analyst with Burnham Securities. He's talking to us from Sierra Vista, Arizona. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
As we've heard, while health insurance is a very, very big issue here, the union says the strike is all about job security. Of the 73,000 members of the UAW who work for GM, how many can the company guarantee jobs to?
Well, I think the company is really in a difficult spot as far as absolute job guarantees are concerned, because assembly workers are at the mercy of the retail sales for the industry and GM's market share. So they can't continue building them for any great length of time if they're not selling at the dealer level.
Mm-hmm.
The old contracts have had for years a provision called the Jobs Bank, where supposedly temporarily unemployed auto workers can get full or nearly full pay. There is not a very high number of people in the Jobs Bank as far as GM is concerned, but it's a continuing cost that the companies would like to get rid of, and I think probably this is one of the sources of disagreement. The major issue, the health care costs for the retirees, has probably been settled or nearly settled.
That's supposed to be an item on the table with a price tag of somewhere in $50 billion, as I understand it.
That's the liability for health care for retirees that GM is carrying on its balance sheet. And, of course, the related costs are several billion dollars a year on the income statement. And probably the benefit costs are the major differential between the Japanese companies like Honda, Nissan, and Toyota that build cars in North America versus the Detroit 3.
But I've read that one of the sticking points there is, would the company's contribution to that be in GM stock? In other words, would the viability of the trust that would fund the health insurance liability of the company depend on the value of GM stock?
To a certain extent, yes. I think that very likely there will be some dilution, newly issued stock. In other words, I don't think that GM has $50 billion in its checking account, and I think that the major contributions will have to be covered by borrowing and perhaps issuance of stock.
Now, put us in the in the position here of the UAW. Their membership at GM is about a fifth of what it was at the beginning of the 1990s. The entire field of being an auto worker has taken a big beating at the U.S. automakers. Can they conceivably hope to come through this negotiation without ultimately losing further jobs down the road?
My guess is that with the normal productivity in the industry and perhaps some more shrinkage of GM, that the workforce will shrink further, although I think it'll stabilize after a few years. The union has apparently decided over the years to protect their current membership at the expense of the total number of union members in GM.
Is there a danger here that a strike in which the issues dividing labor and management seem easily bridged by some numerical compromise, that in fact this could go on longer than anyone wants it to go on?
Well, there's always that risk, but my own feeling is that the membership will run out of money before GM does. And, my guess is that you'll have a short strike. As far as the costs are concerned, a total North American shutdown, which is what will result fairly quickly, will cost GM in terms of a net income penalty of about $350 million or thereabouts per week of strike. So there's a lot of motivation to get this thing settled.
Well, David Healy, thank you very much for talking
with us.
You're welcome. David Healy of Burnham Securities talking with us about the UAW strike against GM.